You know, Alamo's great, number one. Despite the fact they have the metal popcorn bowls, which puts a little... It's just something you got to work around for the popcorn trick. But we had Junior Miller. Craig Miller came out. That was very cool of him to do.
That's a big treat for everybody.
And I believe this is one of his top movies of all time, if not his favorite movie of all time. We watched Steve Martin's The Jerk. And he talked for a few minutes before the movie about how important Steve Martin was to him. And, you know, Jake was there as the guy who's never seen The Jerk. And I was a big fan, so I knew it would be good. So I want to thank the Alamo. We're looking for a new movie. The next one's going to be February 6th, but we're just not quite positive what the movie's going to be just yet.
Okay.
So still working that out. But February, we're going to be on our Stars trip. Then we're going to have ticket stock, so we had to kind of move the movie up, if you want to know. Back
so when's it going to be?
Behind the scenes things. Feb 6.
Oh, wow.
So pretty close. Pretty okay. 3 weeks away. What we're here for now is for Jake's review of The Jerk. Some thought perhaps he would rip it. Some thought maybe he would kind of give it a chance. Let's properly get ready. Maybe even brace yourself if this is one of your all-time favorites to have it urinated upon.
Joy to the world.
It's gold.
Gold!
It's funny the entire time. It's very tight. There's no lulls. The Musers are now 3-for-3 on Movie Rex with Hot Rod, Life of Brian, and The Jerk.
Oh, did Gordon give you Life of Brian as a recommendation?
Yeah, one time when I was filling in with them, and I'm not, you know, a big Monty Python fan. I've seen the Monty Python actual, the Holy Grail, but Life of Brian's great. And The Jerk is also fantastic.
You now, say tight. Say, nice tight hour and a half.
There's no lull. Like, there's no tight, part at which tight, it's not tight, funny. Yeah. Now, if you think I'm just kneeling before the throne of the Musers, I would say that I can't remember what the second line was, but Junior's favorite two lines of the movie that he said before the movie when we were doing our little symposium, what's him doing here, I think was one of them.
Yeah, when M. Emmett Walsh is chasing him down to
funny,
give him the letter.
But his two favorite parts were not among my five favorite parts. But I'll also say that...
You liked when he yelled the N-word.
Yeah, of course. My favorite part is him collecting all of his things and saying, this is all I need
all
and
I
leaving.
Need.
To me, that was the highlight of the movie. And also the part at which Junior made the most sense to me as a person and an entertainment personality.
And what is that?
Just like, if you guys watch Jackass or any of the dumb S I'm into, you're like, oh, Jake makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah.
Watching The Jerk, and in particular that part.
Which part?
The part where he's gathering all of his things, but then continues to recite the entire list every time.
Oh, you feel like that's very Junior-esque?
Yes.
His sense of humor?
Yeah. And just throughout, Junior's sense of humor makes a ton more sense when you see this movie. And I'm certainly familiar with Steve Martin's SNL bits, but... to have it distilled down to an hour and a half of just Steve Martin-style comedy, it made a lot of sense.
It's so funny.
And I actually think that the you couldn't make it today thing, I think the N-word might be third on that list.
Well, I thought it was even just the portrayal of a black family. Like,
right.
This is what I think a black family is.
Right. That they're backwards and...
They're just singing soul music. And
right. Right.
Or the blues.
I would say
that music always makes me sad.
The two parts that would make me say that you couldn't make it today was whenever he asks his potential girlfriend for a kiss, but it just kisses the little boy. Just some light pedo humor. And then the other one was whenever he's trying to actually kiss her and she pulls away for an uncomfortably long amount of time. And then he looks at her and says, was it good for you?
Do you, I enjoy the conversation of could it be made today? And somebody sent me last time we had this conversation about Tropic Thunder. they sent me Robert Downey and Joe Rogan having that conversation about Tropic Thunder. And it was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's worth, we should maybe do a segment on that in the near future. About all the conversations and internal discussions on, will this be horrible for your career? Because I guess Robert Downey Jr.'s mom, is she famous? Is she somebody? Like, his dad is famous, right?
I think he does come from Hollywood.
I think he does.
I don't know if they're producers or whatever.
I'm pretty sure his dad was somebody significant, but...
Cooper Downey.
Morton Downey.
There's no way it's Morton Downey. And Cooper Downey, while funny, is not a possibility.
Yeah, his mom was an actress, but her name is Elsie Ann, so I don't recognize it, but she was in the game.
How about his dad?
Oh, yeah.
Who's he? What's his name? Robert Downey Sr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, I mean, but where do we know? Yep. My question
we all just, yep.
where
we all
do we
just
know
debated
him from?
What his name was.
Where do we know him from?
Who was his dad? I don't know.
I thought you were doing a bit.
Well,
I guess
more specifically, would we know his work? How about that?
It looks like a lot of stuff in the 70s that perhaps you know he was on TV. He was in Matlock.
I was actually wondering with you, like I don't know who it was. Bob.
I know I asked the question.
Steve?
I should have worded it differently.
I think he played for the Rangers.
Positive who his name probably was.
Can I say something about the Joe Rogan podcast?
I can't stop you.
Because you just said, hey, somebody sent me something, and they probably sent you a timestamp on it.
No, they sent me a YouTube clip, and I know exactly what you're getting at here, and I totally agree with you, which is why the YouTube clip is the way to go.
Because they say the Joe Rogan podcast is, like, killing it, one of the top, if not the top, downloaded podcasts. Like, he does really well.
Uh-huh.
And we often will get, hey, you need to hear this. He said this on Joe Rogan. Oh, okay. Well, let me go there. Last time I went, it was to hear who's the guy that exposed Bill Cosby?
Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress. They're like, oh, Hannibal Buress was on the Joe Rogan. Because my daughter was turning me on. She hates Amy Schumer because she said Amy Schumer steals jokes. Then she showed me some joke stealing montages that they put together on YouTube.
Man, your daughter's already into that, huh?
Yeah.
That's
and then
level three. Discovering stand-up comedy.
And then apparently there's like a Joe Rogan podcast with Hannibal Buress where they're discussing this. So I'm like, oh, cool. I want to download. Whoa. 3 hours? Okay.
Sometimes four.
Download it. It really, they're kicking a thing around the room. They're hitting joints. They're wasting my time for an hour and a half before they get to one thing that I'm kind of interested in. Like,
it could easily be an hour and a half per episode.
I think they need an editor or something. I guess that's the podcast world a little bit.
That's why you train all day, Joe Rogan podcast at night.
Like, it's, anyway, yeah, it is.
Doesn't make any sense to most people. But
I do want to go hear the Robert Downey Jr. thing with him, but you were just, when you say search that, then I'm like, oh, it's going to be 3 hours, and then I'm going to sit here and listen for two hours to stuff I don't care
somebody,
about.
Somebody, maybe even their podcast, puts 10 relevant minutes up on YouTube periodically, and that's probably the best way to handle things. Whereas
everything we do is totally
tight,
sold. We yep. don't meander at all.
Yep.
How long's our show again?
It's 3 hours. But
what about 3 hours?
No kidding.
But it is laser focused,
just
Bob.
Chop, chop.
Laser focused.
Knocking down objective after objective. Radio checklist. Boom, boom, boom.
So let me tell you about a cool thing this weekend that wasn't a paintball birthday party.
We would never have time for that. That's a deep fake.
We're up against it. That is a deep fake.
But, you know, there's one guy in there, and he's just meandering for 3 hours with him. And
I hear what you're saying. If your overall point is we're better, that's...
There you go.
Okay.
That's really what I wanted to say.
I'll give in.
So, yeah, in this review of our movie, The Jerk, we would never get distracted for 7 minutes talking about a podcast.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, whoops amongst. The other probably hardest part, hardest I laughed was when Carl Reiner was delivering his press conference with his eyes crossed and said that his impaired vision caused the death of a stunt driver on one of his movies. And they showed a guy in a car, like, careening off of a mountain. And right as he was about to go over the cliff, he said, see, I would have said cut right here. then the car just explodes, killing the driver. It was great.
Yeah.
And we sold it out.
That's awesome.
It was like 250 people in there or something, just dying laughing the whole time.
And how many had never seen the movie before, do you think?
We did not do that raise your hand if you've never seen it bit.
It felt like most people had.
What was the year on the movie's release?
1979.
No kidding.
So I didn't see it till, like, I was allowed to. You know, later, 10 years later when I was in high school or whatever.
So you guys are showing...
Less than 10 years.
You guys are showing 40-year-old movies. How does that feel?
It felt awesome. It's called a classic, Bob.
I know, but the real thing here is that the jerk is 40 years old.
Steve Martin looked pretty old there, too. And he's still rolling, right? Doing bits, doing stuff.
What do you mean by rolling?
He's doing like a national tour with Martin Short, I believe. He was on the ticket like a year ago.
Yeah. He's great. I think he's getting up there, though.
Yeah, I don't know
I think Martin Short is, too.
Peak Steve Martin or anything.
Yeah.
But
he was 34 at the time. I think that is largely impacted by the fact that he grayed early. Because he looks good. You know, he's in very good physical shape in that movie whenever he gets a little pop the top off scene. But he was very...
Yeah, he looks older.
Very gray.
Well, that's pretty awesome. The Jerk with June. So somebody got the book even, huh?
Oh, yeah. Craig Miller signed the Steve Martin book read by me.
Awesome.
Signed by Craig Miller, a big Steve Martin fan.